Rome was the city of emperors and popes, not pharaohs. So why are there so many Egyptian obelisks? These strange needles crop up at every turn. Indeed, Rome contains 13 obelisks, 8 brought from Egypt and 5 made in Rome. These curious objects with their mysterious hieroglyphics caught the imagination of the grand tourists who had copies made in precious stones as a souvenir of their time in Rome. Tourists gather around these tall sentinels sitting on their steps for a snack or seeking shelter from the midday sun in their slender shadows. Hi, I'm Liz Lev and I'm an art historian, and you're listening to the podcast From Tourists to Pilgrims. These obelisks have a very long history. They were single pieces of granite quarried thousands of years ago by the Egyptians using simple tools, who then erected them in front of their magnificent temples. They symbolized an emanation of the sun god Ra, the light of the heavens channeled to earth to offer wisdom to humanity. These amazing achievements were coveted by the conquering Romans, and in 10 BC, Emperor Augustus took two and brought them as part of his war loot after he conquered Antony and Cleopatra. Other emperors followed suit, and the capital of the empire was littered with these objects that had now become symbols of Roman triumph. The fall of the empire brought about the fall of the obelisks, and one by one they collapsed and broke. But the Renaissance unearthed these symbols of the pagan past, and they began to think how they could speak to a Christian present. Pope Sixtus V was the most proactive mover of the obelisks. In his massive urban planning campaign, he unearthed a great many of these ancient obelisks, and he began to re-erect them in various parts of the city. His plan in creating these massive granite monuments was to create a visual network to help the pilgrims coming to Rome to find the most important sites of prayer. The first obelisk the pilgrim would have encountered was in the Piazza del Popolo, the end of the Via Flaminia, a 24-meter-high obelisk that had been taken by Augustus and brought from Egypt in 10 BC. It was originally placed on the Circus Maximus, but this striking object was re-erected in the Piazza del Popolo, a beacon that would greet the pilgrims first arriving in the city. Pilgrims would remember these tall, striking objects that could be seen at the end of long roads, and they would become like pin drops in a map, helping them find their way from place to place. From the Flaminian obelisk in Piazza del Popolo, a pilgrim turning left would have found himself at the base of what later became the Spanish Steps. At the top of that hill, there was another straight road that drew the eye to the obelisk that stood behind St. Mary Major. Found in 1527, on the western flank of the Mausoleum of Augustus, it was erected by Pope Sixtus V in 1587 by the apse of St. Mary Major, allowing pilgrims to find their way directly and clearly to the oldest Marian church in the Western world. Exiting the church and standing in the piazza, another straight road, today known as Via Merulana, led the gaze directly down towards the obelisk at St. John Lateran. Placed by the transept, this obelisk was the oldest obelisk in Rome. Its tremendous claim to fame is it was made in 1400 BC under Thutmosis III and the IV. It had been placed at the temple of Amun in Karnak, and it was brought to Alexandria by Emperor Constantine. Constantine's plan was to bring it to Constantinople, his new city on the Bosphorus, but it never worked out, and so it lay there until the son of Constantine, Constantius II, in 357, brought the obelisk to Rome in a boat with 300 rowers, dragged it up the Tiber, and placed it into the Circus Maximus to pair with Augustus's original obelisk. Found in 1587 in three pieces, Domenico Fontana, the architect of Pope Sixtus V, proudly re-erected the obelisk and left his signature on the base in remembrance of this tremendous feat. These obelisks, drawing the pilgrims to these key sites of the pilgrimage to the Holy Year, culminated in the obelisk of St. Peter's. St. Peter's obelisk was the first one that Sixtus V moved. It was the most important of all, never broken. Unlike the other 12 which had fallen over the course of the years, the Christian community took care of that obelisk. They protected it and they looked after it. So that in 1580, it was still standing by the side of the basilica in the same place where Emperor Caligula had placed it 1,500 years earlier. That obelisk stood in the middle of the Vatican Circus, built by Emperor Caligula in 40 AD with the intention of using it for chariot races. But the circus took on another function in 64 AD when it was opened by Emperor Nero for the execution of the Christians blamed for setting the Great Fire of Rome. That obelisk was there when St. Peter was led out into the circus and crucified upside down in its shadow. That obelisk, called the Silent Witness, was present when Peter's death took place and present when Peter was buried in the simple tomb on the Vatican Hill. In 1586, Pope Sixtus V came up with the ambitious plan of moving the still-standing obelisk in a single piece from the side of the church to the front of the church. It took 3 months, all the ingenuity that Domenico Fontana could muster, but in 1586, the obelisk stood in the middle of what is today St. Peter's Square. As we walk up to that basilica, the last thing that Peter saw before he died, we look beyond it, to the facade of St. Peter's Basilica and the tomb of the Prince of the Apostles that has spread all of this beauty around us.
You've been listening to From Tourist to Pilgrim, a podcast written and narrated by Liz Lev, produced by Johanna Bronkova and Mara Micheli.